Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Victoria. I know for those who are following me for a while, I went off the screen for a bit. It's just only because there's been some ups and downs with the studio, and Tree wanted it to be perfect, and we're trying to work on having more interaction with me so I could do more fun things with you instead of just talk. I mean, although if you like hearing me talk, that's fabulous, just the same. So last night I had the opportunity to get on the radio and do a couple past life readings for some people that Tree had selected for me to work on. So tonight I wanted to just recap on some of the events that happened and do a mini reading that I have for a friend who she's not here, but I will describe her and explain how the reading process goes and how you could use this to better yourself in this present situation, in this current lifetime. I really feel full-heartedly that knowing about your past life in order to heal your present is really important because it gives you clarity and it makes you realize that what you're going through or the challenges you're facing or the feelings you feel or the illnesses or ailments you get are could be indicative of a past lifetime from karma or not severing ties of memory because your soul remembers every single lifetime that you've lived. So there is always going to be a connection between that. But it's up to you to allow your past lifetimes to affect you in this one. Okay, so being able to understand what had happened to you in your past and how it was resonating into your life today can help you at least know that there's a reason for it, as I've always said before, reasons and purposes, and also so that you can have a means to heal or to sever that cord that connects you with them so you could actually live your life as you should instead of pulling karma with you from a past lifetime that's unwanted. So, you know, it's really enlightening. So last night I pulled cards from a deck, okay? So I really enjoy cards that are done by Doreen Virtue because she has the great messages and the cards are very ornately decorated and I get good feelings with it. I just don't use just any tarot cards or oracle cards just because some of them I don't get a good vibe from. So I use the past life cards, and each of these will help lead you towards understanding certain particularities of your past life. And what I end up, okay, because the three card spread to me gives me a little bit more understanding of what the situation is and how to interpret it versus just pulling one individual card. Okay, so usually with a three card spread, the left card, you know, I spread it out right to left. The left card speaks about the lifetime that triggered the situation you're inquiring about. So usually the inquiry that you're going to have is about your current today life because what you want to know is how to help yourself today, not what you're going to do for tomorrow or yesterday. It needs to be just today, your current situation. The middle card talks about the questions of your current status and what you need to work on right now. Okay, and then the right shows your immediate future in this lifetime. So if you do all what the card says in the preceding, then the third one will help you enhance what you need to fix in your current situation. So those are the three card spread. So usually I'll read the left first, so that way you know what exactly the past lifetime it's related. And then when I'm shuffling, generally when you're shuffling the cards, I like to shuffle it until I feel the urge to stop. There's no rhyme or reason to do it. You could shuffle it a couple times. You could shuffle it one or two. But for me, I want to make sure that I shuffle it correctly and get the best out of my shuffle. So I'll shuffle it until I feel the need to stop. So as I'm shuffling, if a card just happens to jump out of the deck and falls out of the shuffle, that to me is a sign that somebody wants to indicate something more deeper to me, a little additional card, you know, or meaning that I need to look at. It could be just something really super special that they really want to to focus on instead of just having it in the three-card spread. So I usually take the card and just set it aside, and that's going to be an additional part to the reading, but not part of the three-card spread, if that makes any sense to you. So what I did is that tonight I meditated a little bit. I cleared myself of energies that I may have acquired from just daily work and being around people and stuff. And then I shuffled. I always end up asking for protection from Archangel Michael, surrounding me and protecting me from negativity, because, you know, there's a lot of negativity in this world, and just lower and all the negative stuff that you can think of, the ego. And then just allow only love and light to come through when I come through the readings. And that gives me a sense of grounding and peace. And then since this is a past life reading, you understand, as we've spoken before in my other shows, about Akashic Records. And so in order to get some information, some clarity into the Akashic Records for the individual that I'm doing the past life reading for, I usually ask if I could have access to this person's Akashic records for this time period. I don't like leaving them open or anything like that for a long period of time, so I just open it enough to do the reading, and then when I'm done, I close them. And so that way, it gives me clarity. So all these cards come with a guidebook because, you know, I'm not familiar with each card verbatim. So what I end up doing is I'll read what I see in the cards, in the reading book, and there'll be a certain part or a certain aspect of what is in this description that will jump out at me, and I'll know that that's what the card reading is about. So usually something will just hit me really, really, like, resoundingly, and I'll be like, okay, this is what this is meaning. And that's what I go with. My intuition is what's leading me to help me read these cards. So we'll do this reading here that I chose for my friend, and then I'll explain a little bit more about her afterwards so you can see how this is pairing up to what she's currently going through, okay? And then we'll talk more about it. So what I pulled for her left card is mother, okay? And what mother defines is, this card indicates that your mother in this lifetime was also with you in other lifetimes. This is actually a very common occurrence. The mother-child relationship is a significant emotional and physical bond. If you enjoy a healthy, loving relationship with your mother in this lifetime, you're probably drawn together again because of your fondness with one another. However, if your relationship has been challenging, this indicates the need to balance karma through your forgiveness. Your feelings about your mother are directly related to your ability to manifest abundance, as mother energy is all about receiving. If you have blocks with your mother, you have most likely developed a control issue that prevents you from receiving help from others or from the universe. So this card asks you to be more personal, to do more personal work concerning your mother, and at this time you may wish to add another like session of past life regression as a therapeutic method. The card for me when I read this resonated in the sense of the blockage. I feel that she has blockages that prevent her from having people help her. And so not knowing what her relationship is with her mother, I feel that perhaps that this lifetime is the karmic balance and it's a challenging relationship. And that's just the feeling I get for her. So her middle card, and the middle card, as you know, speaks about the current situation and what she needs to work on right now. So the middle card I got for her, which is interesting, is High Priest or Priestess, okay? So basically it's saying that you already know that you were a high priest or priestess during one or more of your prior lifetimes. Most people who have this held roles have conscious sense of it. So you've attained your heightened spiritual knowledge, which this card is urging you to put into greater practice. It is time for you to reignite your spiritual power and use it in service of your divine mission of healing, teaching, and helping the world. This card urges you to release any insecurities you may have about your spiritual abilities or fears about others knowing your beliefs. And I feel that she knows what she needs to do. She is more spiritual than she leads on to believe. So I definitely feel that this card resonates with me about her ability to do the healing that she needs currently. Okay, because we'll go over why I say that. Okay, And what's really interesting in this card spread, too, is not only was she a high priestess, okay, but her third card, which talks about, the third card shows her immediate future in this lifetime, okay? And so the immediate future in her lifetime is a Native American, okay? And I'll read what it says, and then I'll tell you what's resonating with me from this. If you've drawn the Native American spirituality, cultures, and artifacts, this is because they're familiar to your soul. Studying Native American teachings can help you awaken ancient memories and knowledge that you already stored within you. This card can also signify indigenous cultures from other countries as well. Perhaps you have some hidden anger or pain because of a battle or a loss during your time as an indigenous person. As with other past traumas, a session with a qualified regressionist can help you heal this energy. In this way, you can retain the lesson and love from past lifetime and release painful blocks. So, in the future, if she embraces the fact that she was a high priestess and can do healing, right? The Native American aspect is going to help her understand how she can do that healing as well, doing more of a medicinal herbal method of healing. And that information she's going to get from the previous lifetime that she was when she was a Native American person. So she has the ability to heal, and she knows how to do it because she was a Native American person who was indigenous, who do like shamanism and spiritual animals and spiritual totems, okay? So if she embraces the fact that she has this ability, then she could heal herself. And there was a card that was thrown out after the deck, and it's called the trees. And basically the trees just mention the fact that when in another lifetime, she was more, she has more of a special relationship with trees. And when I mean trees, we're talking more with Celtic and Eastern European cultures, kind of like the Druids. So at some form in one of her past lifetimes, she was a Druid. And she believed in that spirituality. And from these, she was an ancient healer. And then she uses the tree ingredients like willow bark to help for medicine. So as you can see, all this here says that she has blockages from her mother for getting help. But she herself in her past lifetime was a high priestess, and she knows how to do the healing. And so if she combines that with the knowledge that she had in another lifetime as a Native American, as well as a Druid, she can actually heal herself, okay? So quick introduction about my friend. My friend is an awesome, beautiful woman who is battling and has been battling for a very long time with Lyme and several other very extremely complicated issues. That she had breast cancer, she had a perforated colon. I mean, God, she's just had like tremendous amounts of health issues that are just so unexplainable and so severe and so odd. It's just all encompassing. But with this card spread here, the gateway to her healing is just her acknowledging the fact that she can. And she doesn't need the medicinal, like, pharmaceutical stuff. She can do it on her own, but she has to believe it. And she has to be open to receiving help. Okay, so if she helps her blockages from her parents, from her mother, from the first lifetime that she was in, then she could start becoming more open into her knowing her spirituality and her ability to be able to heal herself. And then start learning and restudying and reengaging her soul with the methods of healing through learning shamanism, maybe learning about trees and the willow bark medicines that come from trees that will help her aid her body in her healing. Okay, so that is a good example of a reading that could help somebody now. You know, and of course, a lot of people want to deal with money. A lot of people want relationships, you know, a lot of things about health, but everything's all intertwined. So for her current situation, which just happened to be a conversation we had about her health no more than 30 minutes ago, it came out in this reading that she has the means to do it. You know, last night I gave Tree her reading, and Amy and Donna, I mean, Donna's came out. She is pursuing, you know, her life learning about essential oils and homeopathic medicine. and in her card it says that's the path she's on. That's the path she needs to be on. So you could use your past life readings to help you, just guide you and lead you to understanding, and also lead you to places to begin learning more about something that should be within this lifetime that will help you. And there's always ways that you could sever bad karma, sever the cord of chastity, like I said before, you know, last night. There's just so many things that can be done. So it's not, when you're in the trouble or challenging scenario now, it's not the end of the world. We could fix it. We could understand it, and then we could move on and understand that we could live a great life. So I encourage you to go to Blog Talk Radio and download last night's show so you can see some more examples of the readings I did with these women, so you can see. And I anticipate in the future that we'll be doing that again and opening up the lines for some more callers to be able to come in and get some readings for it. So I hope you enjoyed talking about this tonight. It holds a very sacred part in my soul, because I think this is something that if we all understand, we could have a sense of peace within ourselves instead of feeling stressed out and worried and just overburdened with things that really shouldn't take so much of our energy. Okay, so next week, same time, I'm coming back every Thursday this time, 8 o'clock. We're going to do shows again. It's on again. So come and follow me again. Post any questions or comments or anything on angelcoaches.org or even on Angel Coaches, the Facebook page, anything you want. Let's start the interaction. I want to help you to help yourself, okay? So you all have a great night. I will talk to you again next week. Have a good one. Bye.